With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have this wonderful privilege of hearing the sharing of the Haiti team, and we begin with the showing of what happened. We're supposed to begin with watching a little video about the project. Oh, it's here. Okay. I will watch the thing with you.
Mission Haiti is an outreach initiative of Holy Family Church that supports Hands Together, a charitable effort formed through collaboration between several U.S. churches and the Archdiocese of Port-au-Prince. Hands Together was founded by Father Tom Hagen and Doug Campbell, who have tirelessly led the program for over 25 years. Their focus areas have always been feeding, educating, providing clean water, supporting agricultural programs, and saving lives. Our mission is to raise funds for food and to help provide the necessary resources to operate the many Hands Together initiatives, which include operating 7 free schools, including a high school, which provide at least 1 hot meal per day to thousands of school children, along with their teachers, staff, and volunteers. Hands Together also runs a free medical clinic, an elderly outreach, adult education, and housing program. Indeed, Hands Together is one of Cité Soleil's largest employers, giving decent, service-oriented jobs to hundreds of residents. Sadly, Haiti has faced a series of devastating setbacks, including a catastrophic earthquake, the global pandemic, the collapse of the supply chain, civil unrest, and the breakdown of government authority, leaving much of society under the control of rival gangs. Mothers in particular are struggling to meet the basic survival needs of their families amidst escalating food, fuel, and shipping costs. This year, Holy Family's Mission Haiti is once again asking for your compassion, prayers, and especially your generous donations. Our goal is to aid in the purchase of tons of food to help sustain the Haitian people and to remind them they are loved by God and not forgotten. Thank you for your continued generosity and support.
Hi, everybody. Well, it's good to be here in California with you. About 2 months ago, we were giving out food at one of our school campuses. We're the only schools that are operating right now in the slums of Port-au-Prince. And we had a big dump truck full of food, sacks of rice and beans, and we're giving it out, and we were finishing up, and we had a lot left over, so we put it back in the dump truck, and we were about to take off. And I'm standing there looking at the dump truck, and there's no tarp on it. And I said to myself, I just knew it. I just knew deep inside myself. I said, we're going to get robbed. we're going to get robbed. And there was a feeling that I just couldn't shake. I said, we're just getting robbed today. So we drive about 2 miles out of the thing, and sure enough, I go around this corner, and there's like seven or eight very, very young men, maybe 14, 15 years old, heavy weapons, surround the dump truck, shoot at it, you know, and we're in the Jeep. It's a Jeep and the dump trucks. And so I said, let's take off. Go. We took off the other way, and we left our driver and the food in the dump truck there. And got back to our house, and we called some of the gang leaders, and we got the food back eventually. The point I'm trying to make is we're really the only ones that's been operating the last 18 months. In the last 18 months in Haiti, where we work, in the last 18 months, more people have died in the Ukraine. I mean, I'm sorry, more people have died in Haiti than in the Ukraine, to be honest with you. That's how many people have been killed. So it's a really tough place. But for some miraculous reason, we're still open and we're still doing something. We're doing a lot of things there. So I'm going to let someone else who was raised there, who we found. I met this young boy, man, when he was 10 years old, and he was one of the first students in our schools. He's now a successful adult. His name is Jimmy. He's been through our school system, but I'll let him tell you about that. But you've never said no to us whenever we needed something. We need a water wheel, you got one for us. We need this, you get it for us. We need tables and chairs for our cafeteria, you get it for us. So we just can't, you know, we really need your help, and we really thank you for everything you've done for us. And here's my friend Jimmy to tell you the rest. Thanks, Jimmy, come on.
Good morning. My name is Jimmy, and I'm from Haiti. I was born and raised in the biggest slum of my country. The name is Cité Soleil, and I'm sure you've seen some pictures up there. I just want to say thank you, first of all, for allowing us to be here this weekend to share the Holy Mass with you. And I also want to share with you just a little bit about my story, about how Ends Together saved my life. I was 10 years old when Father Tumin Douglas visited my city and decided to build a free school and provide free education for kids like me. Before Ends Together came into my life, everything was very hard and very dark. As a young boy, 10 years old, I was the one who was in charge of my entire family. I had the responsibility to go out in the streets and beg people for money or clean cars just to bring enough money or food in the family. And I was also used by the gangs of my community. They say, hey, Jimmy, would you go to this corner right here? And if you see the police are coming, you just come back and let us know. Or Jimmy, just go to this neighborhood and walk for a few minutes and come back and tell us what you hear and what you see. Never been to school before. Never had the chance to have a birthday cake or anything like that. Never had the chance to socialize with other kids that has a different background or different story. But one day, my mom came in the house, and we all know how our mothers always know where to find the blessings to bring to us in the family. She came to me and said, hey, Jimmy, you going to school? And I couldn't believe it because it was 10 of us, and I know that they couldn't afford for our education. And out of 10 of us, she chose me to send to the Ends Together school. And I always knew that I'm the best-looking child of the family, but I didn't know if that would be a reason for her to pick me to send me to that school. And let me tell you, as a mother, This was the best thing she could have done for me, because this has changed my life since that day. I was going to that school every day, making a lot of sacrifices to go to school every day. It wasn't because I know when I get to that school that I would have the chance to socialize with other kids my age or just to receive a good quality education there. My first reason was because in that school also, I finally found the answer of one of my most common questions. What am I going to eat today? Because in that school, I would receive one meal every day that would keep me out of trouble and kept me focused on the teachers when they were teaching. I was doing a lot of sacrifices, as I said before. The city where I was born is named Billiko, and I had to go to Brooklyn to school, and there's a big river, a big canal that separated those two neighborhoods. It's very deep, it's very dirty. This is where the people dump their garbage, and this is where we go to use the bathroom. And a lot of times there are some dead bodies in there. I had to cross this river every single day to go to school on the other side. I had to take off my uniform, put it in my bag, and put it over my head, and cross this river to go to school on the other side. And a lot of times the gangs point the guns at you and shooting at you because they think that you might be their enemies, trying to sneak around to attack them on the other side. It was hard to go to school, but I didn't stop because I felt there that I have a new family. I could share knowledge with other kids and learn from them. And as people like you would visit Haiti to visit the schools and visit the project that Hands Together has, I was the one to work with missionaries and tell them about the schools and the work that Hands Together is doing. And because of that, I had to pick up English. So I learned English by practicing a lot of English songs. And because of that, this gave me some kind of popularity in the school. And one day they decided to stop the school and organize an election just to get a student to be elected the president of thousands of students. And I was elected the president of that school. And this is the first day that I realized that, you know what? Maybe I can make something out of my life. And I keep on going to school, keep on moving on. And then later throughout my life, I became the principal of the high school that I used to go. And thank you. And it's the best high school of my city. It's one of the best high school of the country that you help Hands Together build. And then when I became the high school principal, all my teachers were still there. My previous principal were still there. And I had a hard time with the parents because I was too young. I was like the youngest high school principal of the city and maybe of all the country. And the students, some of them are my age, and some of the teachers, you know, they're way older than me, because being principal is a job, like in Haiti, is a job for people in the 90s, or 80 years old, or 50 years old. And I was 27 years old, so the parents had a hard time to trust me because I was too young. So I wrote a song called C'est Possible, It's Possible. After the earthquake, my guitar was broken, and I pick up the strings from a bicycle brake. You know the bicycle brakes? You know, there's some strings inside the brakes, and then I use them and fix my guitar and write the song, It's Possible, just to communicate with the parents. And finally, they accepted me as the principal of the school. I'm sharing all of this to you just to let you know how grateful I am for everything you've done for me. And I am one of those thousands of other young men that you saved their lives without even knowing them. A lot of times I know that you have doubt when you give money in the collection or when you have your students make some little bracelet and send to us. You don't really know if we are receiving them. I am the example of the work that you've been doing in Haiti through Hands Together. You're not doing it in vain. If you can take me out of nothing, nothing, completely nothing, I had no future, no dreams, nothing, and you make of me a successful young man today. And when I mean successful, I'm not talking about having money or fame or being good looking. It's more of what you taught me over the years about being there for my people, about helping each other, about taking over, about loving other people. This is what Hands Together has been teaching me over the years. I'm here not only to say thank you. I'm here to let you know that you can do great things. Nothing is impossible. It's not just a sentence, it's real. Nothing is impossible. Like my dad used to tell me, hey, Jimmy, everything is possible. Everything is possible. He know that I didn't know, have no role model. Everybody that I was watching in the neighborhood was gang guys that would have everything they need just because they have a weapon. It was so easy to join them. But he was telling me everything is possible. You can go to a different direction. He gave me a perfect example. He said, hey, Jimmy, I can brush my teeth and whistle at the same time. Even thinking about it, you can realize how impossible that is. And then every morning I was trying to do it, I couldn't do it. And then one day he came and he said, I'm going to show you how to do it, son. My dad has fake teeth. He spit them out and grabbed them and brushed them and whistled at the same time. So you might not know yet how to make it happen. But it's possible. If you can take me out of nothing and welcome me at the table and break the bread with me and make of me a successful young man today, can you imagine what your young people can do in this country? We had nothing. You have way, way, way more than what we have. And yet in Haiti, we don't have a lot of depression. We don't have a lot of suicides. And I believe if people here knows how other people are living in other places in the world, they would do great things with their lives. And they'd be grateful for what they have. I know that you're going through a lot of problems. I know sometimes you realize that it's impossible. You want to give up. No, it's possible. If you can make a man out of me, they can make great things for their communities. Thank you for giving me the chance to work with Hands Together. I owe you a debt that I can never repay, but I can promise that every gift that you give me, I'll use it to change my community. I'll use it to work with my people. Thank you so much for blessing me. Thank you so much for blessing my community. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
My fellow missionaries, it's great to be here. As I look out at you now, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you have done for our poor in Haiti. I also want to thank Father Ricky for his wonderful leadership. So God bless you, God love you, and thanks. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chris Connolly, no relation to Monsignor. I've been involved with Mission Haiti for over 15 years. I mentioned to Kathy Holtzschneider this morning that her husband, Carl, got me involved 15 years ago. So grateful for that. I had a chance to visit Doug, Tom, and Jimmy on the ground in Port-au-Prince in 2019. They are doing life-changing work in the streets of Port-au-Prince. But as you heard today, the situation is worse than ever and would really appreciate your continued support. We've been so good to Hands Together over the years as a parish. Would just ask you to look for the white envelopes in the pews today. You can give online at Holy Family's website, or you can bring these white envelopes back next week if you don't have a check with you here today. But I just wanted to say on behalf of Mission Haiti, thank you for your continued support.